Now back to the Green Architects Lounge.
And we're back. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Once again, we've got Peter Trish with us to talk about energy monitoring systems.
And we're digging into the meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes now. We're done with the appetizer and the cocktail, so now let's get into the meat and potatoes. So, what's this look like? What are the types of monitoring systems we can put in or expect to choose from here?
Yeah, so I think that there's a number of different things that define what separates these different consumer devices. But, you know, let's make sure we're clear that the thing we're talking about here is really things that in some fashion display energy, electricity use in real time. So, you know, whether it displays on a computer screen or on a little device or something, we're talking about stuff that you can walk past and say, right now, our house is 1,200 watts. So what distinguishes them is sort of how they set up. Now, a lot of people know about a cool product that's sort of like, I think it's sort of like, the wrench that every house ought to have is a kilowatt. And a kilowatt is a one appliance at a time measurement device.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really real-time monitoring. It's not measuring your whole house, but it's just a really cool device that any appliance can plug into, and you can say, okay, whoa, you know, that piece of toast is, you know, that's
expensive.
1,300 watt piece of toast, you know?
Yeah.
So
it was just 3 cents.
It's important.
And that's sort of ubiquitous now. I mean,
it is, yeah.
Everyone has one, but if you were forced to name one, that is the one that most people know. I know you can actually go to the library now.
Yeah.
And you can borrow. Did you know this, Chris?
No, I didn't. I know my public library.
Yes.
And say I'd like to...
a kilowatt. That's where I got my first kilowatt. I went to the Falmouth Public Library and reserved it.
Yeah.
I had to borrow for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, that's cool.
In fairness, so it's a really cool thing. My daughter and I, sort of, you know, being the turbo geek that I am, she had a data collection assignment for school, you know, age 10. And so we decided to try to kilowatt every device in the house, right?
Nice.
So appliance to appliance to appliance to appliance. Pretty time consuming, kind of fun. But at the end of the day, we could not make it add up, right? Because not everything has a plug, right? Phantom loads, etc. So there are some limitations on that. And that's when you want to step into the next level of device, which then reads the entire house, right? It reads the whole house electricity use. And what distinguishes these is where do they collect the data? Mm-hmm. So one sort of user-friendly approach is a couple types that strap onto your electric meter externally.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the kind of meter you have, if it's the old, in our old school world here with those
the rotating
wheel goes round.
Peter's moving his finger around.
Feel it.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes, when you see those things, you think of, like, stepping back in time.
Yeah.
Like, to see an ape track.
Yeah. I have a when I bought the house I'm in right now, there was an old Ma Bell dial-up phone, you know, down there, and it's still in this box and all that. It's in pristine condition. So, like, we whipped it out and put it on. Showed the kids. They're like, how do you work this?
What is that thing?
It's fantastic. Now they love it. They're like, can I call mom? And the phone they want to use is going to... Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I used to have one of those clocks by the side of your bed. You remember the ones that had the flap on the top and the bottom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they just flap
down and one after the other.
Like Groundhog Day. Yeah. Okay, back to what are we talking about?
So
that's one type of installation which has a lot of merit because it's easy to install and it doesn't involve anything to do with your electric box. So there's no fear of electricity that comes into that. It's just strap it onto your meter and watch that display. And so
it's like one number, like how much you're using.
It's one number, right? It's what you're using now, and then you can plug in your electric rate so you can see that number either in kilowatt hours or in cost, and so forth.
And maybe some tracking software if you're doing something.
Well, that's a distinction. So let's start talking about names in this category, there's really two primary products on the market now. One is the one a lot of people know about called the Blue Line. So it's a neat device, and is actually just recently. Last week, in fact, come out with a Wi-Fi add-on to it. So the cool part about the Blue Line is it's $100 or less.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is the kilowatt by comparison?
Kilowatt costs two flavors of kilowatt that are $40 and $30. depending on sort of how sophisticated they are.
Gotcha.
Right. So the blue line at less than $100, easy to strap on, one device that's wireless that sits wherever you feel like putting it and shows you what's going on there. Not a lot of data collection. That's been my sort of beef with that product is no graphing, hard to access the data over time. You can get some comparative data and so forth. Mm-hmm. But that's it's a nice price point, right? It's easy to justify the sort of return on $100. You can figure out you'll get that savings in less than a year.
And if you're a gadget guy, hey.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's $100. Well, all right. For some gadget guys.
Right.
Anyway,
so that's one family, the strap on the on your actual meter. Now, the next set of stuff involves what are going into your electric box and clipping a CT, a current transformer, around your power lines, which then reads the electricity moving through the wires.
Is that like super accurate? Is that, or how?
It's accurate enough. Yeah. Most of these are power factor corrected so that it's pretty close. And
those I understand are real time, whereas the ones that are clipped onto the exterior have some delay. Is that true?
I would call all these real time. Okay. There's a little bit of delay with the ones on the monitor, but these are all pretty much you're in real time. And if and it's one of the cool things about this is go flip on those halogen lights that are that are all 100 watts each in a kitchen of can lights and watch that thing go up. It's really.
You see that jump right there as you flip that switch.
As you flip the switch.
And you think maybe I should have considered compact fluorescence or LEDs or something like that.
So yeah.
Maybe that architect who mentioned that was right. Maybe I should have listened. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Anyway.
No, I think the awareness, we've got 9 cans in our kitchen and some of them have swapped out for LEDs and some of them have swapped out for CFLs, but I'm not sure why. I think it's for demonstration effect. We still have a couple of halogens in there, and we now know that those that little string of 3 halogens that are on one switch at 300 and plus watts is really quite amazing. Yeah. So the ones that clip in, I'm officially need to say that this should be installed by an electrician.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes. We depend on our professionals to keep us safe.
Yes.
However.
It's not that hard, right?
Not hard for them.
Well, an electrician could do the setup in 10 minutes because it does involve taking the face off your box, which is an intimidating thing for many people, including me.
Yeah.
But the truth is, all these clips, because they're C-clamps, they just go around the wire. So you're really it's take it off, clip them, and go. And there's some videos on an Energy Circle that...
And they're all licensed electricians doing
that. Of course.
Of course they are.
Yes, of course. But that show how to do this. Mm-hmm. And then those devices then read the whole house. And so the primary product that is the one that most people know about is called the TED, the Energy Detective, TED.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's a couple flavors of TED. One, the TED 1000, which is pretty low cost, $129, that has a nice little device that sits on, sits in the kitchen in a ubiquitous place that the family walks by all the time and says, wait a second, what's going on?
And it says... What are you doing, Dave? I'm sorry, go ahead. I just said the Ted. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt with a tidbit?
Do
you know where Hal came from?
Oh, wait.
Hal from...
I knew at one point, but I've forgotten.
It's one letter off from IBM.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hal takes over.
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
Drinks are great.
You made the Pomini.
Yeah, I'm the one. All right.
Pomini.
You're allowed to digress.
Yeah, and boy,
don't rein me in, Chris.
All right, I'll fence you in later. So there's a kind on your meter.
Yep.
There's a kind we can clip into the panel and the leads of the panel.
Right. And then the next step.
Yeah.
Is connection to the internet.
Right.
So now
it's exciting for me.
Now we're getting all
now the gadget boys get really
hard. Okay.
Exactly. And I think what sort of what distinguishes this step in the process and whether trying to decide which of these is right for you is how much do you love the data? You know, I think that's, I personally do. You know, I am a visual person. I want to, it's great to see one, you know, sort of number at a time. That's invaluable, but it's also just fantastic to go look at that curve, you know, look at that graph and look at what, you know, look at the, look at what happens when you turn the 6,000 watt dryer on, you know, and suddenly your electricity just spikes from 500 watts to 6,500 or something like that. You know, it's pretty amazing. And a lot of the story, you know, when you are talking about graphs is it's all about under the curve, right? It's about, and so, while one of the things that you learn quickly is to sort of, I think when you first start, you get very intrigued by these big spikes, like, oh, the toaster. Well, you know, you make 3 pieces of toast a week, and even though it's 1,300 watts, so what, right?
Right.
So, but it's really that base load, because that's what becomes, you know, you got the spikes and the dryer's important, and, you know, because that's such an extreme, you know, it's really incented us to start using the clothesline a lot more. Mm-hmm. But it's really then that base load, which our house was like 400 watts. That was just sort of on all the time, right?
And 20 cable box.
So 24 times 7 times 365. That's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of dollars. That's a lot of electricity.
Quick digression. What were those 400? How much? 400 watts came from.
We've solved a fair amount of it. Yeah. So a lot of it was phantom power, vampire power, whatever your choice of terms is of electronic devices, right? And so,
vampire power. I like that. We're going to use that for some comic book.
Yes, exactly. And the big culprit for us was the entertainment center. So and our entertainment center has a TV. It's an LED, so it's good. It's got the cable box, which is bad.
Yeah, those cable boxes.
They're terrible.
I have a real problem with those things.
They are terrible. They are
a bunch in my house.
Separate subject, but they use as much electricity when they're idle as they do when they're on. It's just appalling, frankly.
It's like, why turn this off?
Dear Scientific American, if you are listening to this podcast,
there's no good
reason why
your
device should not power down when it's not being used.
As far as we know. Seriously. I mean, wasn't there legislation or someone wanted to... I'm not up on the whole politics thing, but I heard that there was some legislation to actually have... Every device must have an actual off switch. I mean, even if it's, you know, and I think that would get rid of the obligatory clock. Well, let's just put a clock on this thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how many clocks I have in my kitchen. It's dumb. The stove has a clock. The coffee machine has a clock. You know, the kitchen itself has a clock. I mean, you know, I think it was like 3 or 4 clocks. And I'm just like, how dumb is this? I don't even care what time it is when I'm in the kitchen, you know? So it's, I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm throwing you off.
No, it's a really important subject, and some vampires are worse than others, and then the particular problem with the cable box is it needs to, you know, be on because we record the Daily Show long after we've, you know, gone to sleep. So
some of us, but
in our entertainment center, in addition, so TV, cable box, Apple TV, we have an Apple TV, which is. You know, sort of the great sort of mystery is why in the Apple's really good environmental reporting, the only device they don't report information on is the Apple TV.
Really?
Which, yes. Yeah. Which, now the good, and so, and then a DVD player.
DVD.
And that's what our entertainment center looks like. And so what we did to solve it is use a smart strip. And the way these smart strips work is you designate a control unit, which in our case is the TV. You have one plug, which is always on because you need that cable box to be on all the time to record when the TV's not on. But everything else is dependent on the TV. Yeah. Oh, I failed to mention the Xbox and the Wii.
Oh, great. And you have both.
Yeah, we
good
do.
For you. Wow.
Yeah, just to prove that we are not a Luddite family, right?
Yeah. Oh, it drives me crazy to go up and see the Wii light on. That's doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Says, Daddy, don't turn it off. But
yeah. And you know what you learn very quickly is that really good computer graphics equals lots of electricity use.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wii is not nearly as bad as that Xbox.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, but that what that did though is take all of those devices, with the one exception of the cable box, and when the TV's not on, they're all off, 100% off. No lights, no clocks, no nothing. And I think that was probably, you know, almost 200. We think, you know, we think all those things was almost 200 watts.
Wow.
Very interesting. You went down from 400 to 200.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Base load.
Yeah.
Nice. Fantastic. And the cable box was the remaining 200. No, probably.
Yeah. Well, the cable box is like 23 all the time. And it's just sort of maddening, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like a light bulb on all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So we'll...
Yeah. So I guess back to some of the devices. So
I'm on the internet now.
Yeah. We're on the internet now.
So now I can like monitor and track what I'm doing. I can like, maybe, can I like log in? I can be here at work and I can be like, I wonder if my kids have left something on or if, you know.
You can.
Yeah. Nice.
You
nice.
Can. So one of the cool things about these is for the most part, most of them can be accessed from anywhere on the internet. The TED products are integrated with Google Power Meter. So a lot of people have heard about Google Power Meter, and Google Power Meter is a widget that you can, if you have an iGoogle page, you can go get the Power Meter widget in the same way you can get the little New York Times feed widget,
right?
And stick that on your page and connect it to your TED. And so wherever you are on your handheld phone, you can see your electricity use. And it's a very cool thing and has been a huge, just the given who Google is, has been a huge market driver for these products.
That's what I have, by the way.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Oh, I see you're fishing your iPod.
Pull it out now, but I don't have it hooked up to this yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a TED 5000 that I bought through Peter at Energy Circle less than a year ago.
You didn't buy it. Your wife gave it to you as a Christmas present.
Yeah, that's talk about geeks. That's what I asked for. That's what I want. I want nothing else.
Honey, I want a TED.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Whatever, dweeb.
Sort of sad.
Yeah, she's like, why did I marry this dweeb?
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah. I love it. It's on on the iGoogle page. And, you know,
it's
all over the place.
Cool.
It's
very cool. Pretty, well, and I'm jealous of you guys. I'm next.
Chris, we're going to hook you up.
I'll
first New York Times, then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's all going to, I can hear my boat coming in.
Now, it's important to say that Google Power Meter is a really great display, and it's a very cool display. It's a pretty basic display. Now, so in addition, with the other products such as the TED, you also get the TED display, which has a lot more history and a lot more views. And
so can TED monitor specific devices or certain areas that I partition? Can I partition the house so it's not just one number of my overall usage?
So
or is that
for the most part, though, the this family of products that we're talking about right now are just whole house. Mm-hmm. Now they're increasingly what this range of products, and it's important to sort of pinpoint this from a price point. What we're talking about here are things that are about $200 to $250, right? Mm-hmm. Sort of in that middle sort of price point. There is promise that these will have external devices that you can sort of associate with a particular appliance and then break out that particular appliance, but only a few, sort of up to four kind of thing.
Up to four.
Yeah. Right. And so the next tier, the sort of where, sort of the next step is circuit by circuit monitoring. And so the cool device that is in this category is called the eMonitor.
Nice.
And it is what I love personally. Now it's more.
You just did you hook this one up to your house?
Is that, house is. We've got. I have a e-monitor, 5000, a blue line. So,
nice.
They're all running.
How
in fact,
did you do they all use?
Well, this is funny because so the e-monitor measures on an individual circuit how much actual electricity use the TED uses. All right, now we're gone down a deep geek hole.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, rein it back in. But I do think that this is an important sort of distinction, this concept of circuit by circuit, and this is where the whole house devices, if you're a little forensic, if you want to be, if you like the sleuthing piece and you want to run around and hit switches and that kind of stuff, you really can dissect. If you've got a fairly simple house, you can dissect, okay, that's the dryer and those are those nasty halogen lights and that's the toaster and so forth. But that takes a little bit more doing. The beauty of the circuit by circuit piece is
it's all there. You know, anytime you want to show up, you can see the dryer on its own circuit, the refrigerator on its own circuit, the basement freezer on its own circuit, the kid's room. So when the teenager's a little groggy in the morning, you just go look up when he turned off his light the night before.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
watch
kids,
out, kids.
The, yeah. That's worth the extra cost right there.
Well, wow, exactly. Yeah. And then the two kids, you know, the two kids are on individual circuits, so they're competing with each other about who can have the lowest energy use.
Nice.
Home and and so I think for me personally, you know, that's a step up. You can, you know, this product sells in a variety of configurations depending on how many channels or how many circuits you want to monitor, from 12 up to, you know, 44, and then you can daisy chain them and have as many as you want. So really complex houses. We just sent one to a 15,000 square foot outside of Dallas, and he's got seven of them. You know,
oh my lord!
Yeah.
So what's the cost of this?
So the e-monitor cost for the, let's use the 24 channel version, is about $950.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that includes a 2 years of service, and the service is really cool because what the service does, in addition to give you a fantastic web interface that gives you the chance to look at all this stuff individually, is it also starts to look at individual things, look at the pattern of data around the refrigerator. Are your coils dirty? You know, are you, because you can start to see whether your coils are dirty and.
Oh wow! Because the refrigerator is just using more and more.
Exactly. And more. Or if your, you know, your defrost cycle is out of whack in some fashion, or you know, you can also figure out the ice cream rate at 1 a.m. in the morning. You know, the sudden you can see the little bump in the refrigerator when the door opens. You remember mom?
Yeah.
You know,
jeez, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I have the voice of my mother in the background saying, "You know, close the refrigerator door." So
that never goes away, does it?
No, it
never goes away. Never goes away, and I'm now the voice for my kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to sum up, we've got the plug-in type, which is the kilowatt.
Right.
The meter reader type, which is the thing that clips on the outside. The breaker box type, where you actually have to come in. You said the CTs, again, there are circuit...
Current transformers.
Yeah. And then there's the circuit by circuit, the e-monitor.
Exactly.
Is there another product other than the e-monitor doing circuit by circuit?
There are a few others on the market that that we've tested and, you know, haven't been satisfied with. And one of the things that we you know, either in our house or in Tom Harrison, our CTO's house down in Newton, Mass., you know, we use these things first and make sure that they're sort of ready to go. You know, there are some very high-end products. You know, I mean, that's I got a demo in the last couple of days of a product you guys may be aware of called Agile Waves, which is, you know, a factor of 10 more expensive than the e-monitor.
Whoa.
And I was not able to see really that much any difference in terms of what the display is, right? It's displaying every circuit in the house. It's giving it to you, you know, in real time, by day, by week, by month, by year, carbon. You know, a lot of these devices will also do a calculation of cost, right? So even if you're in a place that has complex electric rates and tiers and so forth, you can include all that data so you can see exactly what's going on. And then you get cost, electricity use, so energy, and then you get carbon footprint too. So
wow,
you can see it in any way you want.
Very interesting stuff. All right, so Sheila's giving us the whirling
circle
in the
Sheila.
Air, which, I mean, she's crazy and has had too many paminis herself. Or
no. Now she's looking at me kind of, why are you looking at me, Sheila? I'm just because I make them. All right, so then let's take a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll talk cost, how much these things cost when we put them in.
Yeah.
Phil will share his song, and you got a six-digit idea, is that right?
I got a couple. I always got a couple brewing.
Well, I got a couple brewing, but, you know, mine are crazy. All right, then we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
That's it for this part of the episode. Be sure to tune in next week for more from the Green Architects Lounge podcast. A quick reminder that our theme music is Zelda's theme from Perez Prado, and that the views and drinking habits of the hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Green Building Advisor. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and keep up the good work.